Under the midday heat, and with a little dub reggae over the speakers, vendors are setting up their stalls before the market gets underway. As far as the eye can see, fabrics line the aisle of this international forum of bagne, the French word for these traditional fabrics in West Africa. It's a kaleidoscope of cobalt blues, reds, dashes of bright greens and yellows, swirls of pinks, with striking motifs of flowers, feathers, or asymmetric and abstract designs. Each one has a story and an occasion for which it's worn, explains Yolande Adjé, organizer of the event.
African fabrics have different meanings and are worn in different ways. There are fabrics worn for funerals, weddings, for births, and there's a process for others, for fabrics that must be given away, that must be gifted. So fabrics have an important role in African society.
This is the second time the forum is being held. African print fabrics have become so popular in recent years that microloans are available for women to set up small businesses selling them. And Yolande Adjé, the organiser, wanted to inform women in the informal sector and entrepreneurs about the opportunities.
There are a lot of women who work in this sector, but don't know how to get financing, credit or microloans from institutions or banks and so on. So the forum is an opportunity to tell women about the funding that's available, that women are oblivious to, which could help them to expand their businesses.
Wax, as it's known, is fashionable with young African and Western designers who rework these traditional fabrics into modern cuts. But as fashion moves quickly, the trend could nosedive once everyone's had enough. Bashir Mbodj, an expert in microfinance and female entrepreneurship, thinks it's worth the risk.
It's something that people want, be it men or women. When you get into the office more and more now, you see men wearing African fabrics instead of ties imported from Europe. They're in traditional clothing. So there is a demand. Now our challenge is to see how we can help women meet the demand and sustain it over the long term.
Although there's a strong affiliation with West Africa, wax fabrics actually originated in Indonesia during the colonial era. The French introduced the concept using Indonesia's batik printing method, but the idea didn't take off in Asia. But then West African soldiers brought them home with them after serving in the Dutch East Indies, and they were a hit. Today, few factories produce wax in Africa. Ghana, Togo and Ivory Coast still print some fabrics, but face stiff competition from wax that's made in China or in the Netherlands. The Dutch company Vlisco is one of the biggest producers of high-quality wax. Whatever the origin of the fabrics, Yolande Adjé says they deserve to be promoted, along with other fabrics woven in Africa.
Yes, African prints, for the majority of fabrics, are not created in Africa. The Vlisco, for example, is created in Holland, and other fabrics are created in China, etc. Why promote all fabrics? Because even if Vlisco isn't made here, it's distributed by women here and allows them to feed their families.
As with most goods in the textile and clothing sector, it's just a matter of time before counterfeits flood the market. Buyers should always take care to read the labels carefully, says Evelyn Martin, a reseller of the Ghana textile prints known as GTP.
A year ago, someone called me that you have a GTP. So I went to meet the man and it was GGTP. You understand? I look at it. I said, is it a mistake to put GGTP? So I picked one of them. In fact, that GGTP was fabricated in Burkina by the Chinese. You understand? But someone was saying that, oh, Evelyn, maybe they were promoting Ghana. It's great Ghana textile print. I said, no, that's fake. So you just have to be smart in what we are doing.
When picking out fabrics, she says, be sure to check the colours don't bleed into each other, the feel of the fabric is pure cotton, and that the labels are free of spelling mistakes. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.